lost my drive. I've been stuck in traffic and I can't find my way out. I guess it's roadblocks.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Destroying Depression Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Danielson. And I owe y'all an apology, man. I've been real inconsistent with the podcast for a long time. And I'm sorry. One, sorry, and two, thank you to all you who've been rocking with me and sticking with me and that keep listening even though I haven't been consistent, man. That love means everything to me. And it's just, the thing that sucks about healing and getting better and sometimes not getting better is when you tell the universe you want to be okay, you want to forgive, you want to be better, you want to do all these things, it's going to test you. It's going to test you. It's going to put you through things you couldn't even imagine. I could never imagine I went through the stomach pain and the body pain that I went through the last over a year. You know, I thought it'd be a thing that would go away after a while. Never imagined the body pain that would come with it, and I would struggle. You know, I had to wear ankle braces on both legs every day because of the pain. How exhausting it would feel because of the meds I have to take to use the bathroom. I never signed up for how exhausting and hard that would be to deal with for such a long time. And watching it get worse and watching me have to take more meds. I didn't prepare for that. I didn't prepare to have a friend who a couple weeks ago told me how happy they were because they've been sober for 5 months and their life was back on track and they've been making money and they've been doing good things and they just got themselves a new truck and life was going great. And then I figured out last week they OD'd off a relapse. I didn't prepare for that. I didn't prepare to lose people and to lose myself again and to be in a bad space again and to question all the things that even I believe, even I teach, to have to sit with that and question it. And that's what wanting to heal will do to you. It's tough. Life will kick you while you're down. But the thing is, we have two choices to make. We can either give up, or we can keep going, and we can look for the good. Because even in all this bad, there's still good. I still have an amazing home, and I can sleep at night, and I have amazing friends and family who support me. You know, and I got a little job to help me while I do this speaking thing. So I got a little consistent income. And I got a meeting for some speaking gigs. And speaking's going good. And I'm posting content. And people are liking the content. There's still good things happening. Good is still out there, even in all the bad. And that's the bad part. Sometimes a bad thing or a bad moment can make you forget all the good. I've questioned so much lately if I've even made a difference, if I've even helped anyone, because I lost my friend. I didn't think of all the people who've said such nice things, that I've said their life's way better because of me. All I could think of is the person I felt like I left down. That's the thing about bad is, sometimes it's so hard and so heavy, it can make us forget the good. And I'm saying, hold on to the good. Take the path to keep going. Because that's the only way we win. If you sit there and you say, You know what? Bad things only happen to me. Things are always going to get worse. You're right. They will. They will continue to get worse. But if you say, you know what? Someday I'm going to figure out. Someday things are going to be okay. You'll figure it out. I don't know when. Things might get worse for a little while, but eventually you will figure it out. I believe that truly. Because it's been shown throughout time with energy. The science proves that that's a higher energy frequency. You can see thousands of stories of people who wanted to give up, who had every reason to give up and they didn't, and now they're happy. That's what happiness takes. It takes seeing in the darkest moment, being in the darkest hour, because then you see things through a different lens. Every night I lay my head down at night and I'm tired and I sleep good. I thank the Lord for it every morning when I wake up, because I know what it's like to struggle with sleep. Any day I have a good day, I'm smiling, I'm happy, and I'm jumping around, I want to talk to people, I cherish that. Because I don't have many of those. When I'm in a good headspace and I can think logically and clearly, I'm grateful for that, because I haven't had a lot of those lately. And it's a reminder of how things can be. But things can only be that way if we don't give up. That's the thing, is we can't give up. Life's going to be hard. Life's going to kick you while you're down. Life's going to beat you up. It's going to throw you. It's going to kick you. It's going to do everything it can to make you stop. But even in that, even when you think shit can't get no worse, and somehow, some way, it finds a way to, if you can still find the strength to keep going, and I'm not even saying you gotta grow this second, you have to do everything this second, you gotta be better this second, you gotta find the best job. If all you do is you get up tomorrow and you say, I'm gonna keep going, I'm gonna try again. Yesterday wasn't my day, but I'm gonna try again. That's how you win. And that's when you'll start to see happiness. Because here's the thing. You really have two roads to take. You can give up. And you can say things never get better and things suck forever. And you can live your whole life in misery and be right. Or we can take the other path and believe that things are going to be good. And even if we fail, and even if we struggle, even if we hurt, and even if our hearts break, we'll know that deep down, we gave it everything we had. And when it does work out, which it will, you'll be happy you didn't give up. But if for some reason it doesn't, you'll at least be happy you gave it your all. And you went out fighting. So this is my reminder, whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Please reach out. Friends, family, therapists, whoever you need, please reach out. Just get the help you need. And as always, have a good week.